What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Dark Therapy Session. The session is now open. With me today, as always, is Mr. Brandon Janu. You can follow us on Instagram. I am at RSAYSR. Mr. Brandon Janu is at Brandon Janu Show. Today's topic is anxiety versus peace. But before we get into that, we have a guest in today. She is the host of the Grown Ass Folk podcast. Her name is Charisse. Clink, 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 clink. Say what's up, yo.
What up, though, everybody? As he said, I'm your girl, Charisse, host of Grown Ass Folk podcast. And of course, up there waiting for me to say clink, 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 clink. Forgive my Halloween wine glass. This is the only thing that wasn't in the dishwasher.
It's all good. Is that one of those glasses that holds like a half a bottle or a whole bottle of wine?
No, my goblet that holds a whole bottle of wine has a stem. This one is just a regular wine glass, just without the stem.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
I wish.
So what's up, Mr. Brandon? How you feeling today?
Well, I'm here. I don't know how to explain that, but I'm here. That's the best I can do. I'm here.
That's we're every, alive. That's every week straight up. It's like,
hey, I know, man. Right? I know, right? You would think it'd be better on the weekends, but you're like, nah, I'm feeling
this. Yeah, true. 8 o'clock, 8:30 on a Saturday night compared to a 11 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, you definitely think you'd be a little different. That's for sure. You know what I mean?
Not my life. I thought I'd be here.
I got you.
Not my shit. I thought I'd be here. What about you, bro?
All right, man. Hanging in there. You know, did a late session last night, so I'm feeling. I'm hurting a little.
Really?
Yeah. went live a little bit on my RSA podcast page, which I don't normally do. So it was pretty fun for a little while. And then y'all joined in. That was fun. You know, got to play some music and hang out. You know, I appreciate that. It wasn't a lonely Saturday night, or what's today? A Friday night, whatever.
Yeah.
Last night. I don't even know what day it is.
All these days is the same. All these days are goddamn same.
Facts.
Mission together.
Yep, pretty much. All right, so Mr. Brandon, tell me about this anxiety versus peace. This is one you all. He comes up with 90% of everything for the show, by the way, guys. Let's keep this shit real. I just follow along. I say, "Yep, let's fucking do it." Because longevity can't hold nothing back. If you want to do 1,000 episodes or whatever, you know what I'm saying? We can't just say no. Let's not do this. No, let's not do that. You know, fuck it. Whatever we come up with, let's do it. You know what I mean?
Okay, RSA wants to give me all the credit for coming up with everything, but he also wants to give me all the credit for coming up for everything. the topic is good. He's like, yeah, Brandon did all that. Yeah. As soon as the FMK, like last Saturday, go a little bit astray, he like, Brandon did all that.
Yeah, it's all Brandon. It's all Brandon. He came up with all this shit. So tell me about it, man. Anxiety versus peace. What are your thoughts on it?
I think they're literally two of the most difficult things to one understand, but also get over. Sometimes it's hard to find your peace, and it's hard to live in a world when you always have anxiety.
Yeah.
So it's like when you're channeling all of the energy in your mind, either you have peace or you have anxiety. Mm-hmm. It's either or. You don't have both.
That's a good point. I think they're the exact opposites. What about you, Charisse? What you think?
I've come to a place where I have a healthy dose of both. It took a long time. I've struggled with anxiety since I was 8. And so for me, it's just everything is so scary. But the thing about anxiety is that you don't necessarily know what your body is fighting against, because anxiety is just fight or flight. So when we feel anxiety, it's our body telling us, oh, there's something here that's scary and we need to either run or fuck it up. And you know, it's just hard because everything has the potential to cause that. But when it's a disorder, you don't know what's causing it. Like when I say I'm having a panic attack or I'm having an anxiety attack, and people say, well, what's wrong? What caused it? Well, if I knew, it wouldn't be an attack.
That's a good point.
So, it's a fine line.
That's a pretty good point.
What are some things that you do to find your peace?
Meditation is big for me. I try to stay positive because for a long time I was talking to myself negatively. Like I would feel myself panicking and then I'd be like, that's not going to happen, stupid. You know, I just discovered that I have to talk to myself. I can't talk to myself like, if a person spoke to me like that, if I would want to punch them in the face, I shouldn't say it to myself. Yeah. So I had to learn how to talk to myself pretty. And like I said, meditation, mindfulness is a big thing. Cause I'm one of those people who, if I get into a routine, that autopilot, it kills me because I could be driving home. And if I know where I'm going, then my mind is someplace else. And that someplace else was usually fucked up. So I have to learn how to, I had to learn how to practice mindfulness so that I could have my head in the moment and not let my thoughts wander. But that's mainly it. And just doing things that make me happy and bring me joy, you know, unapologetically. If I want to watch a fucking comedy show, I watch a comedy show. If I want to watch a cartoon, I watch a cartoon. If I want to watch porn, I watch porn.
Yeah.
I just do whatever I want and I live in my joy and I do it unapologetically.
I ain't hating. So what are some of the things you look like? Should have known that was coming.
I am coming. I knew that joke was
coming. Both of you.
I think anxiety can play, sometimes it can be a positive thing. You know what I'm saying? It can allow you to do things sometimes that you wouldn't normally do. You know, like the definition of anxiety is the mind and body's reaction to stressful, dangerous, or unfamiliar situations.
Mm-hmm.
It's a sense of uneasiness, distress, or dread that you feel before a significant event. A certain level of anxiety helps us stay alert and aware.
Mm-hmm.
So not all anxiety is bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some anxieties you need, like anxiety before starting a podcast, anxiety before trying something new. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And you get anxiety just sort of for the simple fact that it is new. You know, if you're a fighter, you get anxiety before the fight. You know what I'm saying? You know, those type of things. And it can be positive. It can mm-hmm. push you forward and lead you into something different, something new. And, you know, sometimes you can regret it. Sometimes you'd like, hell yeah, I'm glad I did that. You know what I'm saying? Skydiving. You know, that's one of my biggest fears, but I would love to do it. You know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? Just thinking about it. Like people jumping on rooftops from rooftop to rooftop and stuff like mm-hmm. that. Just looking at it, my hands start to sweat. You know what I'm saying? I start doing this kind of shit when I don't want to look at the screen. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, but peace, obviously, you know, it's where you find your center. It's where you're able to relax and be, you know, in the moment, if you will. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I know peace as much as I know anxiety. You know what I'm saying? And it's hard to find your peace. It's hard for me to find my peace because it's just like I'm always doing something. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? It's always nonstop for the most part. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So what's up, Brandon? You got any more thoughts?
I would say I don't look for peace. I look for balance.
Sure.
Yeah, and that's what it is. I think you're not gonna. If you got anxiety, you're never gonna get over it.
Yeah.
You're never gonna get over it. Even if it's good anxiety, you're never gonna get over it. It is what it is. Sure. And peace, it depends on what you are or where you at in your life. Mm-hmm. That will bring you peace. We say, you know, we go find it. You know, either we do something like podcasting or something that takes our mind away from what's going on. And that's our peace. Is it really peace or is it just like the temporary fix right now?
I'll take what I can get.
I used to ask myself that question, but one time, about a year ago, I actually experienced a moment of utter peace where my heart wasn't racing, my heart rate was slow. I literally felt my body, like everything just kind of went limp. And my first thought was, oh, fuck, am I stroking out? But then my next thought was, no, there's nothing wrong with you in this moment. And this is what nothing being wrong feels like. And ever since then, I've been chasing that feeling, just chasing the feeling of nothing being wrong. Like right this very second, everything is okay. Like, and it's once you get that feeling and you do feel that peace, you will just continue to chase it. Because like to what Arce was saying, that anxiety is a good thing. When anxiety becomes a disorder is when you teeter the line between anxiety and panic. Ah. Panic is when anxiety becomes a bad thing. Mm-hmm. And for me, I had my peace was in knowing that there were safe spaces and safe people and safe activities that I could do that wouldn't induce that panic. Because my heart rate can get as high as 160.
Sheesh.
One time I had a panic attack in the car and I pulled over thinking that I might have to call an ambulance. I didn't think I was going to make it home. I thought something was physically happening to me. And I looked at the heart rate monitor and my heart rate was at 160.
Wow.
On a good day, if I can keep my heart rate under 110, that's a good day for anxiety for me.
Okay. So, what is that like? What is that like to have a heart rate over 120? That is crazy. I don't even have that.
Like, it feels like you're about to pass out. Like stuff starts tingling. My head was like shaking. I was like a bobblehead doll. Like I couldn't control it. Yeah. And it's the scariest shit, especially when like nothing hurts.
Right.
Like you're just like dizzy. You feel like you need to sit down. When you sit down, that's not enough. It just feels like you're about to faint. You feel flush. Mm-hmm. And everything starts to tingle. If something was hurting and that happened, then you have your explanation. Oh, I need to go to the hospital. This is a heart attack or this is something. Yeah. But for your heart rate to just be that high and you just feel a little bit dizzy, scariest shit in the world. And if I can never, ever have that feeling again, that is my mission in life.
Sure.
No, it's without being hopped up on pills.
Right. No, this happened to me. I had to, I went to the ER and cause I thought I was having a heart attack, and just the thought of me thinking about having a heart attack, I started getting nervous. My whole body started shaking. I'm sitting in the ER hyperventilating, breathing real hard. My face started feeling numb. My hands were shaking like this, you know, and they take me into the back. Put a heart monitor on me and they didn't give me any medicine, but like 20 minutes later, I was fine. Mm-hmm. It was just so, and they let me go, but you know, that shit was scary as hell, mm-hmm. you know? And from then on, I was like, yo, I gotta not let myself get to this point anymore. Mm-hmm. However I need to do that. You know what I'm saying? And there's things I've tried, you know, going to the gym actually does help a lot, because when you go to the gym and bust your ass, there's very little that you give a fuck about. Mm-hmm. when you work yourself out to the, you know, and you're so fucking tired, you know what I'm saying? It's like you get all that shit out. It really does help, man. It really, really does. And just walking alone, that helps, you know, listening to music and getting your heart rate up and just, you know what I'm saying, working out. it's helped me, you know, quite a bit. I haven't done it in a while just because I've been pretty much running around working and 24/7 trying to do something 24/7. So like my anxiety changed from having, from it really being physical to just all being in my head. Like I, it's just, and then, you know, but the thing about it is then that's when my heart rate starts to rise. That's when I start thinking about other things. My mind starts to wander. And then like for me, anxiety leads to anger. Anger leads to depression, and then depression just, it just boils over and it just starts all over. It's a complete cycle for me. Like mm-hmm. this past week, I was in a depressive state like pretty much all week. And, you know, finally after last night, even it felt better. And now this, you know, I took my kids to the river to go swimming in the river and shit. And it was pretty cool sitting there, you know, people playing their music. There was people smoking weed, just know that shit all over the place, grilling, all that kind of shit. It was just mad people there. You know what I'm saying? But usually I would have anxiety in mm-hmm. those kinds of situations, but didn't even bother me one bit.
That shit kind of gets it. Like when you finally get out of depression, your anxiety doesn't really come.
It takes a couple days or
it takes a reset. I just gotta reset. Like what the mm-hmm. fuck? It's weird to me, but I've had that too. I remember going to the doctor. I remember it was like I forgot what the fuck happened. I think it was like a blackout here in Houston. I remember going to the doctor. I didn't know I was having an anxiety attack. I didn't know I was having a panic attack. I literally, like, I'm telling my mom, like, I gotta go. Like my arms was going numb. Like I was like, I don't know. It's the same thing. I don't know if it's a stroke. We got to go. Because I got a heart condition. Can't take no chances with this shit.
Yeah. Oh, good mm-hmm. point. Yeah.
So we go to the doctor, and the doctor's like, you're not having anything wrong. It's just you're having a panic attack. It's the first mm-hmm. time I ever heard that shit outside of TV. I'm like, yeah. Black people get panic attacks? I literally mm-hmm. thought black people, I was like, black people get panic attacks? The fuck? I was mm-hmm. like, this shit. I was like, wow. I was like, if people in the hood knew. But like, and that shit got me. Like, and now I know I have anxiety. Like, and that shit got me, and it made me understand. Like, holy shit, you know. Like, and now I know why I don't like being in certain places mm-hmm. with certain mm-hmm. people. Even with family, I'm like, it will take a lot for me to just sit my ass down and stay there, because it's just like, even family, I don't know what the fuck gonna happen. Mm-hmm. I've been around them long enough to know shit could go left at any moment.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, let me stay my ass away from that, because that gives me my peace. I'd rather be at home playing a game, sleep, watch a TV. I can easily go get something to eat if I want to. Like, and that's my peace in a sense. Because you only know how to bring your peace to yourself. Nobody knows how to bring peace to you.
Mm-hmm.
Facts. Once you realize that, then you know your mind is
Me a scary motherfucker, because then you're a scary motherfucker. Like, nobody gonna fuck with you. Nobody gonna tell you how to. No, you need to come out. No, bitch, I need to stay inside.
Right. And it's you know, mental stability, if you will, or mental exercises. All that shit helps, you know. And learning to say no, and mean it, and stand up for yourself. That shit is empowering. You know, but then it's like me, if I say no, sometimes I start feeling bad, and I'm like, and then I start getting anxiety.
Nah.
I used to.
Mm-hmm. But now, no is like my favorite pastime. Like, that's my favorite shit to say.
No was my first word. I have always been a master of boundaries. I think it's because when I was little, like, parents now, they have this thing, I don't know what it's called, I forget. I think it's like gentle parenting or something like that. But my mom has always been the type of person who I didn't have to do things that I felt uncomfortable with. She listened to me. I wasn't raised in one of those families where you have to be seen and not heard. Mm-hmm. So for me, boundaries were something that I was taught from a very, very young age. And everybody else, basically, except for my mother, like, she's the only person who can make me do something I do not want to do. And so I've never had a problem with boundaries, for me, the issue has always been being the glue. Like, from in my family, I was the comic relief. I was my mom's miracle baby. I was, you know, I was the person who broke up the tension. Mm-hmm. And I think that that role just got really heavy for me at a really early age, because shit was heavy. And I knew what was going on. Like I said, I didn't get sent out of rooms, so I knew what was going on, but I knew how to turn it on, you know, and how to become the center of attention. And it just got too heavy a burden to bear at some point.
Yeah. That's a lot to put on a child. It really is. Even whether or not they actually like made you do these things, or if you put it on yourself, it's still mm-hmm. nonetheless a big, you know, big burden to wear on your shoulders, man. That's wild.
Yeah. That's crazy. That's crazy that all of us are like miracle babies in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
So we know what it feels like to literally have to deal with maybe something that is not technically our problem, but we take it on ourselves. Facts. And that creates the problem.
Yep. Facts.
At least in us, for sure.
Yeah. You know, we talked about this before, regrets. Like, that's a regret I wish mm-hmm. I didn't have to deal with. Like, that I had to, like, try to figure people out in my own family. Hey, that's a regret. I don't want to figure you motherfuckers out. Y'all supposed to be protecting me. Why the fuck am I supposed to protect y'all? Like, the fuck going on? Yeah. I'm the baby. What the fuck going on?
Yeah. And I still struggle with that now. I'm still the baby of my family. My mother or father didn't have any more kids. And so I'm literally, I think besides my baby cousin, I'm almost literally one of the youngest people in my family. And the problem with it was that I was always the mature one. I was always the one with the most common sense, the one who was the most profound. So even now, people who are 10, 20 years older than me, I'm having to be their voice of reason.
Sure.
And at some point I got sick of it. And then for me, that brought guilt, because when my father passed, I had spent 3 Christmases running from my family because I was so tired. It's part of the reason why I'm such an introvert now. Because I was tired of being the glue or the comic relief. And so I spent, like I said, 3 Christmases running from my family and thinking that I had all the time in the world, and boom, my father passes away. That brought guilt. Like, it's just, it's a ball. It's a snowball. That's why that peace is so hard to find, because it seems like for every one peaceful moment you get 5 moments that fill you with panic and anxiety and dread.
Yeah. One step forward, 5 steps back.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt. No doubt. That's wild.
And I'll drink to that.
You know, I, you know, like growing up, you know, I'm the youngest as well. So like growing up, it was always, he's going to be the smart one. He's going to be doing something. He's the one that's going to be successful. He's the one that's going to bring, I don't know, some kind of pride or something to the family. You know what I'm saying? And all I, you know, it was not only a lot of pressure, but I hated fucking school. I started cutting school in 3rd grade. You know what I'm saying? And I was always.
I got to hear that story. Oh my god! That's gonna be some good shit.
Yeah. Nah, it wasn't. It wasn't that. That, you know, exciting, man. I just cut school and watched Fraggle Rock. So, you know, hated school. Always hated being there. You know, and I felt like I was always the one having to control everybody, because of how everyone else acted around me. It was just like, why are you doing that? No. And yelling even at my older brothers, like, no, man, what are y'all doing? You know, blah, blah, blah. And it caused, I mean, they don't look, you know, I don't know how they look at me now, but, you know, it doesn't look like it has bothered our relationship. But, you know, it always, you know, thinking back on it, it was like, oh, okay, that's me going through my anxiety. That's me going through your manic episodes, if you will. You know what I'm saying? That happens, yo. And it's like, wow. When you really start thinking back on it, it's like, damn, yo, I was an asshole. And without even realizing it, it was just like I was trying to, like I said, trying to control everybody, trying to make everybody behave a certain way, you know, and I always fucking hated that, you know, and it's it hurts, man. It's like, damn, yo, I wasted a lot of time and a lot of energy trying to control these people that I love. You know what I'm saying? And it's not a good thing. It's not a good feeling. So that shit plays on me a lot too. But, you know, it's all about letting things go as well. You got to be able to let some things go and not necessarily harp on them. And you know, there's certain baggage that's not really yours to carry. You know, you just have to forgive yourself a lot of times, even if nobody else does. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Which makes me think, like, was it control or did you just not know really what to do in certain situations?
It probably could have been a little bit of both, but it, you know, it was more of the way people acted. It's like, why are you acting like that? Why, yo, stop being a bitch, stop being an asshole, you know, that kind of shit. Yeah, man. Yeah, cursing at my mom and shit. Yo, what? Crazy as hell, man. And they've never held it against me. Yo, they've never held it against me. I guess because I've always been like that. You know what I mean? But now I've done like such quite a 360. It's not even, or 180 rather, that it's, you know, now it's like I'm the one that people come to for advice. You know, you know, that kind of shit. You know, I've always been the kind of I've always been the person where people come to about technology. Always since day one.
Same. Yeah.
So if anybody had any like technology questions or whatever, they
would. Oh my god! Let these motherfuckers video games break down. Nintendo 64 broke down. Go get Brandon out the house. He'll fix that shit for you. Serious shit like that. Yeah.
Go get Brandon. Mine was I need you to hook up this cable. And I need you to split it to this room, and that room. Be spending all fucking day doing that shit. You know what I'm saying? And
but it also
stereo equipment, shit like that.
Yeah, but it kind of also got you to be on your own.
Yeah.
Because ain't nobody going to fuck with you. They going to let you do what you was doing by your goddamn self. They don't want, they don't want the problems.
Yeah. Word.
But at the end of the day, I mean, is that, listen, man, whatever we needed to bring us peace, we got peace in some form. You know what I'm saying? Even our family problems, they brought us some peace in a sense, because it wasn't just like we were some outsiders.
Yeah.
They looked at us as we're the peace. Peace? Now that's completely up to them. You know what I'm saying?
That's pretty insightful. I never thought about that.
Like we're a peace. Mm-hmm. They probably didn't know how to fit us into certain situations. So they just came to us when they didn't have nothing.
Yeah.
We maybe was the one that kind of could understand, because we all were young, so we're the observers. We saw the situation going on.
Yeah.
So we had a different point of view right then and there. We had a different point of view. And then we took it and was like, we are never doing that shit. We took it and was like, we are never doing that shit.
That's the truth. Because I mean, I always tell people, like people ask me, you know, how did you get married, and you know, have you been married without ever having like successful marriages? Nobody in your family is married, blah blah blah. I'm like, these people taught me exactly what not to do. that's what they taught me.
That is,
yep.
And it happens. Like my brother and his struggles and the things that he's gone through taught me what not to do in life, how not to end up in those situations. So it's definitely a blessing, and there's definitely a good side to it, but it's also exhausting. It's like, it drains your energy. And I would find myself after Christmas or Thanksgiving, just, I'm like 9 years old telling my mom, like, I just need a minute. I want to sit on the stoop. I need a second. And it's like, what you know about needing a minute? You're a little kid.
Yeah.
And then when I got older, and I got into my 30s, and I started telling, because I hadn't told anybody in my family what I was struggling with. And I got into my 30s, and everybody finds out, oh, she's going to a therapist. oh, they gave her medicine. What's wrong with you? And I had to tell people, look, this has been a problem since I was basically a toddler. Yeah. And they're like, what? How does that? Okay, that's y'all. I was paying so much attention to you. Mm-hmm. How much attention were you paying to me?
Right.
That you couldn't figure out that if a 9-year-old needs a breath of fresh air, something's probably the fuck wrong.
Right.
We said this before. Me and ourselves said this before. The fucking problems don't start when we get to a certain age. The bitch been there. The bitch been there. It's been there. You just didn't pay attention to it because you just was so caught up in your own shit.
Yeah. Yep. It's when we start recognizing it. It's like, oh, wait. Oh, shit. Yeah, I may be 40, but fuck, I was 15, 12 going through all of this. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And like I've talked about it before, like every 2 years we would move. So like I would never have friendships and shit like that, you know, because mm-hmm. we were going to move. Didn't matter. You know, I don't know if I've said that necessarily on this podcast, but that's the way it was, man. Like go to live in Jersey for a few years, then go to New Hampshire for a few years, go back to Jersey, move to Virginia. You know what I'm saying? And this is kind of where I stayed, then joined the military and shit like that. But it was just like nothing was permanent. Everything was temporary. And you know, you're going to move at some point. You're leaving at some point. So there's mm-hmm. no point to create.
Having relationships. Mm-hmm. Having relationships. Mm-hmm. Same thing. Same thing for me. It was like the first time I got to Houston, I went to the 5th grade in a different school. 6th grade, I went to a different school. 7th grade, I went to a different school. 8th grade, I went to a different school. It was like, what the fuck is the point of being cool with people if I'm not going to even see you motherfuckers?
Right.
Mm-hmm. It gets to the point, and it's just like, that creates your own, I guess, prison in a sense.
Yeah.
Because you're like, I don't even need to be friends with anybody right now, because it's like, once I get cool with you, the school year ends, motherfucker. I'm not gonna see you ever again. I don't give a shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. I would get anxiety before, like, let's say I agree to go out and the time comes and I have Ooh. To keep my word.
Oh my God.
I would get anxiety.
Oh my God. Yo.
Worst shit ever.
Motherfucker's knocking on the door. Do.
Oh my God.
I guess I really gotta go now.
Have y'all ever had like a friend that just never knew anything about personal space and would always call you every single day, try to hang out every single day and try to be all up in your life every single damn day? I can't stand people like that, yo.
I haven't.
Damn, I said you can't stand me, bro.
Nah, that's
damn, man. I had to learn this on a podcast.
Nah.
God damn, man. It was recording. You don't know it. Shit.
I know. I could have told you in private, right?
Yeah, man. You could have texted me or something. God damn.
Nah. Not that at all. Not that at all. It's just when people in your face 24/7. Like,
yeah.
Like Instagrammers. Yeah. Instagrammers, man. That gives me anxiety. You know what I'm saying? I can't, you know, we're not without any, you know, mentioning any names. It's like, yo, I'm tired of looking at you, bro. You know, it's like, and you know, invites, constant invites and shit like that. That gives me anxiety.
Yeah.
Straight up. That does, you know, and, you know, I don't always want to be a dickhead. And, you know, so sometimes I do join, but yo, a lot of times it's like, yo, leave me the fuck alone.
Yeah. Yeah. I've definitely had to build those boundaries because I'm just like, some of y'all just ain't, y'all, you are a once a week type of person. Let's right. keep it that way.
Right. Exactly.
As I do what I need to do for the week of podcast, I like to leave that shit where it's at.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'll leave that shit where the fuck is that? Right on Instagram. And
I can't talk that much. I honestly cannot talk that much.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm an overthinker. Gotta... I'm an overthinker, but even that, I'll be like, nigga, my brain be like, nigga, shut up.
Yeah. Right.
But some people are the opposite. The only way that they can get along is they can never have that quiet They can't do pregnant pauses. They can't do quiet moments. They can't quiet their own minds. They can't do none of that shit. Like, that is what's anxiety inducing for them, is to have quiet.
Wow. That's deep. Yeah. That's wild.
We talked about this before. We literally have said this before. What was like the last episode? It was like, if you can't be quiet, like if you can't be by yourself for a moment, that's a problem.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's scary.
I think it was last night we talked about it, but we didn't record anything or anything like
that. Yeah.
Yeah. So crazy. All right. Yeah. We've been going for about 36 minutes. So let's do our plugs and then we'll get into the shenanigans.
Oh my God. The moment everybody came to see the cancels.
Yeah, we have a new segment for y'all. But we'll bring that up here in a second.
Oh yay! I'm joining for a new segment. Yes.
That's right. Yes. That's right.
I'm with it.
We'll talk about it right after plugs. Mr. Reese, will you go first, please, since you are our guest today?
Well, you can find me on all of your favorite podcasting platforms: Spotify, Apple Music, all the good shit. Grown Ass Folk Podcast. You can find me on Instagram at Grown Ass Folk Pod and on Twitter at Grown Ass Folk Podcast as well. And you can find new episodes every other Sunday. June, we are bringing back Movie Mondays. We're bringing back Between the Sheets on Thursdays. And yeah, I got another segment I'm working on. You both know what that is, but we're getting there. And yeah, that's all I got.
This is the perfect show to plug that segment, by the way. I just want to say.
Yeah. as soon as you get it developed, you're more than welcome to my hop back on here and promote it straight up.
Thank you. Absolutely. And both of you, the first episode is going to be a panel it's going to be a panel format.
I already got like a couple of people. I might have to take that panel myself. It's gonna be so many people.
Save a couple because I will be doing guests. The first one's gonna be a panel. Second one is gonna be me solo, and then from then on, I will try to do guests at least once a month.
Yeah, there you go, Mr. Brandon.
Okay, brand new show on Instagram. In TikTok, I've been doing a lot on TikTok recently. I've been clipping some shit, posting it on TikTok. The last video, I couldn't post it on my Instagram and my Facebook. It was supposed to be like a podcast recap of all the shit we done. You know, I had like two episodes from Dark Therapy Session, and I had my three episodes already posted. But, you know, there was like, we were on the rights to Kendrick Lamar song. So I was like, all right, I can't, you know, post it everywhere. Okay, cool. But, brand new show on social media, pretty much. YouTube, Patreon, Dog Dare Procession always on YouTube as well. And send us, like always, FMKs. When this new segment comes out, I know y'all gonna be sending us crazy shit with this. And of course, funny videos and a topic, pretty much. Anything you wanna send us. And be on the lookout. I think I did an ad for somebody and I'm just waiting for them to drop the episode and I'm gonna post it for y'all. So don't be pressed. Shout out to y'all. Thank y'all for having me send an ad, and I appreciate you guys. And, do I have anything else? Urban Boulevard. Oh, yeah, Urban Boulevard. Shout out to you guys. And, 30% off. And shout out to coming soon. I will be on another show, Smoking Reviews, with my brother Courtney from What the Shit podcast. So be on the lookout for that. June 2nd, I think it's the first episode. So be on the lookout for that. Awesome.
Hold on. UrbanBoulevard.us, Brandon.30 for 30% off your entire order.
See, this is why he's my brother. See, this is why my brother. Because I will clearly forget that shit, even when he tells me to post that shit.
It's all good. I got to remind him every week. But we're going to get there, damn it. We're going to get there.
We're going to definitely get there.
That is all good. Follow me on Instagram, Arsay Senior. That's RSAYSR. DarkTherapySession@gmail.com. Send us your FMKs, Would You Rathers, and Fucked Up videos. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. And we're also uploading video to Spotify as well. So if you want to watch the video, not necessarily on YouTube. We would love your support on there as well. Please follow and rate the podcast. Can't tell
you. Oh, my God. I thought you said something completely different, but go on.
I said rate, not rape.
Yo, I had a Tyler Perry moment. I'm sorry. I had a Tyler Perry moment. I'm sorry.
Yo, shout out to the Channel 82 Network. This is actually our first exclusive podcast that's going to be on the Channel 82 Network. That's another thing too, Cherie, so we didn't let you know, but we got exclusivity deal with Channel 82. They have gotten 10 episodes from the Dark Therapy Session as a beginning step, and we'll take it from there after those 10 episodes and see how it goes.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I've also been nominated. I know, I saw that. I also will be doing some producing for Channel 82 Network. It's not necessarily going to be Dark Therapy Session, but it's going to be some other projects that we got coming in the future. So please go check out channel82.com, I believe it is, and check us out there. Also, if you like the Dark Therapy Session, other than the exclusive episodes, you got the Dark Therapy Session, the Skank Bank podcast, the Let Up, and the RSA podcast, four podcasts that I co-host and produce. You can get those first, other than the 10, obviously, for Channel 82, at patreon.com/RSA. And hit us up anytime, please. We would love your feedback. Any feedback is good, even if it's shit feedback, even if it's to tell us how bad we are, we would love to hear it. So hit us up anytime, darktherapysession@gmail.com. Love y'all.
Even if you want to talk about how we don't know adjectives or proverbs, listen.
Oh boy.
We all for it. Well,
see, that's how I know you fucked up, because proverbs, isn't that in the Bible, and a proverb, I don't even know.
Shit, thank you, man. You're getting me confused now. Remember this shit.
I don't even know. I done confused myself, man. I don't know.
Really, y'all got there confused already.
I thought you did it on purpose. That's why I laughed so loud.
We really don't know.
We really don't fucking know. Like, that shit is getting real serious now.
Pronouns.
That's it. Pronouns.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh man. All right. So our new segment that we are bringing into the show is called Wrong Answers Only. So we're going to show you a picture, and all wrong answers can be given. Today's wrong answers are You're right over there, Cherise. Okay, so I guess I got to describe it for the audio listeners. It is a woman getting torn up from the back, and she's screaming. But why is she screaming? Wrong answers only. Brandon, why is she screaming?
Like I said, her car got repossessed. I don't know. Her car got repossessed. She had to do. Hey, listen, it's a lot of reasons to scream it, but you know. I'm just saying.
Nah, man, it's a baby formula shortage.
Could be that too. Could definitely be that. You never know. Her food stamps kind of got revoked. You never know. Her food stamps kind of got revoked.
Nah, man, she just feels bad for Amber Heard, yo.
I can't.
Oh, God. Shit, the way
she's free to toss them in there, too, Cherise.
Listen, the way she's screaming, it might be these gas prices. Fuck, I don't know. That's the guy. Oh, that's the I get a panic.
Yo, facts.
That is the face of a woman whose the wax was a little too hot.
Getting that Brazilian.
Wow.
She needs some temperature control.
She just listened to Kendrick Lamar's Father Time.
She mad at Joe Biden.
That's damn.
Wrong hole.
Yeah, there you go. when haters find out that we got an exclusivity deal with Channel 82.
He went back to the baby mama.
Oh,
oh shit.
Nice.
God hell damn. Yeah.
He took her back.
That's the dude that rushed the stage at Dave Chappelle. The dude that rushed the Dave Chappelle stage.
Oh, God.
She just found out that Trump can run again for president.
Oh, wow.
I got one more.
She, worse, she just found out abortion's illegal.
Oh.
God damn. Holy shit.
I love it.
I'm hot, y'all.
When you tell your girl to calm down in an argument.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
When you find out everybody leaving Netflix and you just paid.
Oh, shit.
Like, all you motherfuckers leaving? Shit.
When your find ex out. Changes their Netflix password.
Hey. I love it. Oh, that's good. You know what's funny, Sharice? I had written down when he put it in the wrong hole. That's why I was like, yeah, there you go. Oh, man. But that was fun, y'all. That was fun. We'll be trying to do this every single week. The only one we actually kept on going with was the FMKs. You know, we kind of dropped the Would You Rathers a little bit. Uh-huh. The videos a little bit. You know what I'm saying? But
we got to figure out the goddamn Would You Rathers.
Yeah.
Would You Rather was my favorite. I have a whole book around here somewhere of Would You Rather questions.
Sweet. Shit. Matter of fact, send us your Would You Rathers. We have a group chat, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Please feel free to send us some stuff on there. Yeah, that'd be
well,
awesome.
Well, I don't know the group chat, right?
That's another topic we'll talk about off air. We'll talk about that off air.
Oh, no.
Okay.
I'm just being honest.
I ain't hating on you. I ain't hating on you, bro. That one was fun though. Send us your wrong answers, please. DarkTherapySession@gmail.com. Now let's move on to FMKs, fuck, marry, kills. Today's FMKs are Chris. We're doing moms this week. So we're doing Kris Jenner, Jada Pinkett Smith, and Lisa Bonet. Since you're our guest, Sharice, and Brandon got mad at me that I went to him first last time we had guests, so I'm going to go to you first this time. Who would you fuck? Who would you marry? Who would you kill?
Fucking Jada Pinkett Smith, marry Lisa Bonet, kill Kylie Jenner's mama.
Wow,
okay. Okay.
Wow. That's an interesting one.
I get it too. So you said you're married.
I totally get it.
You said you were marrying Lisa Bonet?
Yes, I'm marrying Lisa Bonet. She looks like her house smells like a good amount of patchouli, and I could probably have lots of chicory coffee with her and have
on a charcuterie board.
Exactly. We would have lots of bath time. There would be frolicking.
Wow.
I'm here for it. That would be a great, like, lesbian time.
I got you.
Like, old school 70s lesbians. Like, Harry Bush lesbians.
I was just going to say wolf pussy. Yep, yeah. I get it. And you're fucking Jada Pinkett.
I am, because it seems like she's a good time. There's got to be a reason for all the commotion.
Okay, and for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
Kris Jenner did.
I just don't see any value added.
Yeah. And yeah. Plus, she's been exploiting her fucking kids since day one.
She's been exploiting her vagina since day one.
That's true. Good point.
That is very true. I can't disagree with that.
If you're going to exploit the vagina, then of course you exploit what comes out of it.
That's true. Good point.
That is true. Very true. Very true.
Hell yeah.
Okay, this is pretty easy. Marry Lisa Bonet. That's like the obvious choice for marriage. Like, we're not even gonna fuck this around here. We're gonna just go ahead and marry Lisa Bonet. Now we get into shit. See, here's the problem. Here's the dilemma. Now here's the goddamn dilemma. Yes, Kris Jenner is exploiting the shit out of her kids. She's been doing it for 20 plus years. But we acting like Jada Pinkett ain't doing the same shit with her. So I'm just saying, we gotta stop acting like she ain't doing the same shit with hers. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but at least hers sound like a fun time.
I'm gonna fuck Jada. Because at least Will was like, I'm gonna slap the shit out of somebody. Kris made a man turn to a woman. I'm just saying, just to me personally, that shit seemed, I'm just saying, at least we know Jada still can make a nigga go up there and slap another nigga. I'm just saying, that's me personally.
Yeah.
And I got to get with her for Wu and Jason Lyric. Just off of Wu, Jason Lyric, and a different world. Like those three, I'm like, Jada could get it. Just off of those three, she could get it.
Oh God! All right, yo, I'm gonna just start off. All right, I'm fucking Kris Jenner. I am marrying Lisa Bonet, and I am killing the fuck out of Jada Pinkett. I'll be happy to kill that one. I ain't even gonna lie.
I say she gonna see me do it.
we know our safe entry nothing. For the first suck a dick and die Sunday.
I nominate.
I've been saying it since day one. Fuck that bitch. Just the fact that she's exploited her marriage and cheating and, you know, doing all this kind of stuff. Now I understand that Will Smith loves her and shit like that, but how does she love anybody? I don't think so, man. I don't think she loves anybody.
She's a narcissist.
Except maybe herself. That's about it. You know what I mean? So
that's a good point. That's a really good point.
On that note, yeah, she's gonna have to die. The reason I'm fucking go ahead.
I'm very surprised that I seem to be the only person who feels like her personality has nothing to do with whether I would fuck her or not.
Gotcha. No,
you could be the devil, but if we're playing who am I marrying?
Yeah.
Versus, then
I got you.
Bring it on. Bring on the coochie covers.
I feel you. I ain't hating on that. Seriously. She's beautiful. There's
no, she's a she devil, but she's pretty.
Yeah. And you know, with Kris, like I said, like you said, she does exploit her kids and everything like that. The surgery is definitely what's keeping her somewhat attractive, I suppose. But she did look good back in the day when she was married to the lawyer, the one that was on the OJ case.
Oh, Robert.
I've never seen an old picture of her.
Yeah, they're out there. I mean,
I will Google it.
Good luck finding one, but because
that shit. Yeah, that bitch is buried.
Has she wiped the internet clean?
She probably did, yo.
I wouldn't be surprised. I would not be surprised.
Imagine all that power.
Right? Exactly. And Lisa Bonet, man. I mean, damn, yo. She's just. I mean, she's older now. Don't get me wrong. She's what, 60 or something like that at this point.
I don't give a fuck.
I mean, no, that's what I'm saying.
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. Why she does the smoky eyes and all the damn pictures too.
That smoky eyes, I thought it was bedroom eyes, but okay, cool. Whatever one floats your boat, I'm with it. Let's do it.
Yeah, no doubt.
I'm with it. Let's do it.
Yeah, it's fun. All right, cool. We got our FMKs for this week. If y'all have any FMKs, please send them to darktherapysession@gmail.com.
Because we are running out of them. I have no clue.
We I guess I got to start contributing to the show some kind of damn way.
I got one, but I'm going to tell you afterwards. We're going to do it afterwards.
That's a bet. Now we come to the...
We are definitely putting Melissa Tomei in one of these. I don't know when.
Okay.
It should be also doing sexy Italians. It should be her, Marissa Tomei, Alyssa Milano, and the lady with the crazy lips. The lady with like the pinup girl lips. I figure out who she is, and I will send you guys a picture. All right,
fact.
She got COVID. I don't know if y'all watch like the celebrity ghost story show.
Nah.
She got COVID, and she was supposed to be on an episode of Celebrity Ghost Stories, but they had to like retape it, and so she went on there, and she still had a little bit of a scratchy voice, and oh my God, that made her even sexier.
Shit. I'd like to know who this is now.
Yeah, I gotta know who this is. I was thinking Melissa Tomei, Eva Mendes.
That's my boo right there.
No, you gotta keep it in. Do Italian as a category, and then do Latina as a category. That'd be cool if you did it by like.
Yeah, it's not racist at all.
Yeah, that's not racist.
The beauty of each ethnicity. They get their own spotlight. That's not racist.
That's true. Honestly, we do kill one at the end.
Honestly, we're not grouping them at all, man. We're not grouping them at all. based on that race.
Listen, we've been objectifying women on this show for a long time. So
there you go.
We just gotta add a little bit of racism to it. We'll be all right. I think we'll be good. Yeah, just sprinkle it on. That's right. Just sprinkle it on.
I think some people still listen. We shall see.
Yeah, fact. All right, now we come to the end of the show where Mr. Brandon summarizes our episode. Mr. Brandon, hit us up. Let us know what the fuck we talked about, because I done forgot at this point.
I'm trying to fucking remember my goddamn self. So today's episode was about anxiety and peace. Listen, peace, I think peace is what you make it. I think whatever you decide peace is to you. Me personally, I'm not looking for peace anymore. I'm just looking for balance, where I don't have too much anxiety. I don't have too much peace. I have both. When I know both, them motherfuckers come and go. They are what they are, and I can't change it. It is what life is, and that is what it is. I think peace is what you make it, and anxiety is a son of a bitch. Take it as you take it. I hope you guys enjoyed the new segment, because I hope we can continue to do that shit. That shit was fun. I enjoyed it. My TD killed it. My TD killed it, so that was awesome. And I hope you guys enjoyed that segment. It's pretty dope. FMKs. I can't fuck with Kris Jenner. I can't fuck with Kris Jenner. I don't know why. I don't know why. I just can't. Like if OJ fucked, I'm like, nah, I'm good. Hey, if OJ fucked, I'm like, I'm good. I'm pretty sure I'm good. And you made never mind. I'm not going to say that. But anyway, you already know. Y'all know what I mean. Y'all know what I mean. God damn it. I have to say it. Y'all know what I mean. And I will say this, man. Thank you to Channel 82, exclusive deal. Appreciate you guys. And closing out like this, like always, I gotta leave you something positive and upbeating, because clearly we don't do that at the end of this show a lot. We don't do that a lot at the end of these shows, but hey, you never know. I would say this, man. I'm learning a lot recently in life about pros and cons, particularly even in this podcast world. You know, I think sometimes we forget that our voice is very powerful, even if we might not have the necessary listeners that people might have in this podcast world, but our voices are very powerful. And no matter how we shape it, do it, flip it, contribute to it, there is a lot of pros with our voice. But then with the pros, we have a lot of cons. Sometimes our thoughts may get taken or oversaturated to the point where you forget that it was yours.
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of the day, we're very lucky. We're very fortunate. But at the end of the day also, fuck them. Because we move how we move. We move how we move. We started this shit and we're going to continue to move our shit how we see fit.
That's right.
And I hope you guys enjoyed this. This has been Dark Therapy Sessions. Peace.
Peace. Shout out to grown ass folk. Thanks for coming on.
Hell
thanks
yeah.
For having me.
Y'all have a good one.
You too.